A recent scientific report showed that more than half the bird species in North America are now spending the winter farther north on average than 40 years ago, presumably because of global warming. The numbers for this study came from data collected by the Audubon Society's Christmas Bird Count. It's a continent-wide census that draws on volunteers, ordinary citizens without scientific training, to tally the types and numbers of birds they see in their backyards. Simple though it may be, this type of data collected by citizen scientists is actually incredibly useful for trained scientists that study large-scale population trends over time. Volunteers like these pad the scientific process, filling in for the real scientists when there just aren't enough to go out and scour the bushes themselves.
I've done some studies on bees and other pollinators throughout New York City, but I'm one person. I've rode my bike around parts of all five boroughs, and I stopped every time I saw flowers, and I tried to mark down what pollinators were there, but obviously I can only cover so much ground by myself.
Kevin Mattson is an ecologist at Fordham University in the Bronx. He depends on citizen scientists, a group known as the New York City Bee Watchers, for his research. The Bee Watchers have about 150 volunteers throughout the five boroughs that collect data on the type and number of bees that visit their flower pots. Mattson uses this data to study pollination in the urban environment.
Pollination is critical to a lot of plants that we have in our parks that are growing wild. We're trying to quantify exactly how many plants in the parks are dependent on bees for pollination, but generally it's a fairly large figure worldwide. If you want a big zucchini or a pumpkin or raspberries on your raspberry bush, you're going to be benefiting from bees, whether you realize it or not.
Though the bee watchers won't be active until late spring, there's citizen science to be found all year long. In February, I caught up with a group of bird watchers at Rockland Lake State Park in Congers, New York, just north of New York City. They were counting ducks for another Audubon initiative. This time, it was the Great Backyard Bird Count.
I think there's probably nine. This one over here, though, is a herring gull. It's just larger.
There's more ringbills over there, Alan, so that's a bigger group.
Yeah, there's one gull standing by himself over here.
There's another bunch out to the right, Bella.
Yeah, it looks like there might be a blackback.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
Well,
them there.
There's a whole bunch of Canada geese over there.
That's Della Wells, president of the Audubon Society's Rockland County chapter. Della studied biology in school, but now works in the software industry. She's pretty excited to be out collecting data, or doing field work as she puts it. But according to Della, the best part of citizen science is that anyone can do it.
I love this picture on the Great Backyard Bird Count. Here is this little boy with a pair of binoculars in his little socks, sitting in his, you know, looks like in his playroom or family room with his little feet up, you know, and he's out there looking at it. And, you know, at this age, he can tell a chickadee, he can tell the birds that are at his backyard.
Though citizen scientists make valuable contributions to scientific research, according to Kevin Mattson, they do not take the place of trained scientists.
We don't have many people in New York City right now studying bees or studying other insects. In fact, there's just two of us, John Asher and myself, PhD students, master students. They can conduct long-term experiments and can find new ways of addressing different ecological or conservation questions.
Citizen scientists make great data collectors, but trained scientists are still needed to manipulate the data and test hypotheses. Mattson says that more of both are necessary to tackle big-picture ecological questions. Bring on the citizens and the scientists. For Science Line, this is Lindsay Conkle.